Video, NBC Universal, Viacom CBS, Warner Media, Disney to run trans children PSA from LGBTQ activist group. By Paul Bois on April 7, 2022. Top Hollywood studios, from NBC Universal to Viacom CBS to Disney, will be airing a public service announcement. PSA, about transgender children from the far-left activist organization Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, GLAAD. The ad features Texas mom Amber Briggle explaining how her transgender child Max, a girl living as a boy, just wants to live a happy life like other kids, and that bills like the one in Florida seeks to separate families like hers. There are some politicians who are trying to tear my family apart simply because my child is transgender, Briggle says in the ad. Trans kids don't have a political agenda. They are just kids. They just want to be left alone. According to GLAAD, the ad has been secured for donated airtime on platforms associated with Comcast and Universal, Paramount, Warner Media, and the Walt Disney Company. The PSA directs viewers to the new site EqualityNow.org, which features information on LGBTQ youth and calls on visitors to show public support for them, said GLAAD. The site is owned and managed by GLAAD, with support from partners at the Equality Federation Institute, the Freedom for All Americans Education Fund, the National Center for Transgender Equality, and the Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund. Speaking at the GLAAD Media Awards, Amber Briggle said that her child is no different than any other and called on Hollywood to make more television shows that reflect her child's experience. When you're making TV shows and movies and writing stories on the news, I am begging you, humanize and normalize families with trans kids and trans people of every age and background, she said. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has described parents who encourage their children's gender transition as a form of child abuse that could potentially warrant the intervention of social services. Briggle claims that social services visited her home. Released a few days prior, defining such procedures as child abuse and labeling gender reassignment surgeries as forced sterilization, among other claims. A few weeks ago, they sent Child Protective Services to our home to sit at that same table and question us. I was sure they were going to take my kids away. And I have never been more terrified, she told GLAAD. While a court has barred Texas from investigating parents of trans kids, who knows if that temporary ban will be lifted or what the next political attack will be.